The cotton industry is promoting natural fibers over synthetics for clothing. Next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Marjorie Walker of the National Cotton Council says there's a good reason to choose cotton over synthetics in clothing.
People are concerned about microplastic pollution in general. The research shows they often don't realize how much clothing contributes to that problem or what they can do about it. Our survey found that only about a third of Americans were very aware of microplastics pollution, and less than half of those connected it to their clothes.
Walker says microplastics are a big deal with clothing.
Synthetic clothing textile microfibers are believed to be the single largest source of primary microplastics in our oceans, potentially contributing as much as 35% of the total global release.
How do you know whether your clothing is natural or synthetic? Walker says, just read the label.
Because items you think are cotton might not be made of cotton. There's a lot of product out there that says feels like cotton, from sheets to shirts. Choosing natural fibers like cotton is a very simple and impactful way to reduce the microplastics textile pollution.
Walker says you'll be hearing a lot about this in the months ahead.
People have not thought about this at all when it comes to what you're wearing. People are trying to do the best they can about putting good food in their bodies, and we need them to understand it's also what you're putting on your body.
Go to plantnotplastic.org to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.